our sister from the Richmond High School family and from the Richmond community was harmed. So tonight, these candles, these songs, these expressions, your voices are sending a powerful message of love to our sister that we love you, we got you, we support you. Is that right?
Yeah.
We will not stand for violence against women, against men, against anyone. That we will not tolerate it, and that we will work together to make our community safer for all. As a board member, as a father, as a part of your communities.
Since a 15-year-old Richmond High School student was raped after her homecoming dance on October 24th, students, parents, and community members have been outraged, saddened, and afraid. But Tuesday night, nearly 500 people gathered in solidarity with Richmond High School students at the forefront. Together, they stomped, they sang. They grieved, and for the first time, they heard the words of the victim in a statement that Pastor Jim Wheeler read on her behalf.
This comes from the girl. She says, "Violence is always a wrong choice. We realize people are angry about this, but let the anger cause change, change that is necessary to keep our children, our neighbors, and our friends safe. We thank everyone for their love, support, and ongoing prayers."
Students from Richmond High spoke to KPFA about the way the incident has impacted their lives.
When I first seen it, I started crying because it was scary because, like, I was at the dance with everybody else. And then, like, for her to just, like, get raped at our school was, like, something that hurt me deep. Because I do have to go to the school and I do have to, like, be around here, any surroundings. So, like, it really just hurt me heck of much.
I feel sad about the situation because people just making up excuses, blaming the stuff on her and told her, oh, it's her fault that she got raped and stuff. So that's why we had this little candlelight for her today.
So people have been actually saying it's her fault.
Yeah, but it's not her fault. It's just, like, nobody deserves to get raped.
And were you at the dance yourself?
Yeah.
How does that part impact you, knowing that you were there when this incident happened?
Well, I was having fun, but I didn't know, like nothing going on like that in the back. Like
I could say, oh, it won't happen to me, but it could happen to someone I know, or it can happen to me. It's possible to happen to anyone, so I just have to be more cautious.
I think it's sad because it could be the people that you be around every day that could do something like this. And actually, it's scary because when they announced, like, some of the people that did it, I actually knew them. I had a couple classes with one of them, and I knew another one. I seen them a couple times, and as I've been walking home, like, so actually it's scary because that could have been me.
I'm an athlete, to tell you the truth, so I don't do none of that wild stuff. So I just keep my game in basketball.
It took that incident to get all these people out here to come together and realize that they need to support the community more and also Richmond High School.
I had said that, you know what, it's our job as individuals to challenge our peers, to challenge them whenever they're saying something inappropriate, whenever they're doing something inappropriate. So as a male, you know, like, there's a lot of men that are disrespecting women. So it's the perfect time for men, not just like myself, but all people all across the country to speak out, to challenge them, to address the situation right when it's happening. Don't wait for later on. Wait while it's, like, do it when it's happening. It's the time to speak up. The time is now.
Community Violence Solutions has experienced an increased demand for services in the past week. Prevention educator Jack Schmidt urged the community to stay outraged.
Let's not let this kind of be an event for a month and then kind of let it slip away, and in 6 weeks no one talks about it. Let's stay outraged, stay committed to making changes and implementing education and curriculum to prevent this from happening in the first place.
Sharon Sabota, Pacifica Radio, KPFA, Richmond, California.